There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
If I were a dead leaf, thou mightest bear. If I were a swift cloud to fly with thee, a wave to pant beneath thy power and share the impulse of thy strength, only less free than thou, O uncontrollable. If even I were, as in my boyhood, and could be the comrade of thy wanderings o'er heaven, as then, when to outstrip thy sky speed, scar seemed a vision, I would never have striven as thus with thee in prayer, in my sore need. O lift me as a wave, a leaf, a cloud. I fall upon the thorns of life, I bleed. A heavy weight of hours has changed and bowed, one too like thee, tameless and swift and proud. Make me thy lyre, even as the forest is. What if my leaves are falling like its own? The tumult of thy mighty harmonies will take from both a deep autumnal tone. Sweet though in sadness, be thou spirit fierce, my spirit, be thou impetuous one. Drive my dead thoughts o'er the universe like withered leaves to quicken a new birth, and by the incantation of this verse scatter, as from an extinguished hearth, ashes and sparks, my words among mankind. Be through my lips to unawakened earth the trumpet of a prophecy, O wind. If winter comes, can spring be far behind? The poet says, I have fallen upon the thorn of life and I am bleeding. The poem is by Percy Bysshe Shelley. And the poet is saying and addressing to the wind, that make me that musical instrument, just as the forest is the musical instrument. And a day will come when my words would get scattered across this entire earth. I remember when I had read this poetry 20 years back, I felt as if the same thing I am speaking. If winter comes, can spring be left behind? Winter is here and the spring will come. And the divine call has come. And the divinity will definitely come. The search will definitely end. The search for God. I fall upon the thorns of life, I bleed. Poet says, I am bleeding. This life is a thorn. Somebody comes. Let somebody come. And nurse my wound so that I become that spiritual giant. At present, the humanity is bleeding with pain, with misery, with suffering. I thirst, I fall, I fail, I faint, I die. That's the poetry of every human being. Everyone is thirsty, everyone is hungry, everyone is unhappy, everyone is in misery, in pain, in sorrow, in suffering, in doldrums. What to do to awaken the mankind? What to do to awaken the slumbering soul? It is only possible when God comes with his wake-up call, the divine wake-up call. He is the ocean of awakening. He is the awakened spirit, the ever-awakened spirit. Only when that awakened spirit comes, then only the humanity will wake up. And the wake-up call has come now. The divine call has come now. He has come on this planet. And what he is saying, come on, clasp my hand and come. And just follow me. Don't ask where I am taking you. Just follow me. Because I am truth. I am satyam. The highest truth. The greatest truth. The ultimate truth. The final truth. The truth of truths. I am the greatest auspiciousness, Shivam. No beauty can surpass my beauty. The beauty of God is unsurpassable, unmatchable, beyond this world. So when he comes, he wants us to become like him. Because after all, we are images. God made man in his own image. But the image has become tarnished, tainted, somehow. So goal of spirituality is to become a clean mirror. A mirror so pure that it will reflect the image of God. That's what Baba wants. To become godlike. To become the veritable images of God. And for that, he wants us to wake up. We all are sleeping. The difference lies in the degree. Somebody is deep asleep. Somebody is having light sleep. Somebody is sleeping, but he doesn't know that he is sleeping. So sleep is everywhere. And sleep is madness. The longer the sleep, the longer the madness. A woman was playing on her harmonium, and her voice was absolutely ugly and nauseating. But she kept on playing almost every night, and she used to play till midnight. And all the neighbors would get disturbed. One day, at 2 a.m. in the morning, her neighbor came and said, "Please stop. Please stop the music." She said, "I already stopped 2 hours back." He is already mad. So also, the world is in that madness of vices. Vices is the greatest intoxication, is the greatest madness, is the greatest sleep. Especially lust. Baba wants us to wake up from this madness, from this intoxication, from this death. So we have often heard this song in Murli or otherwise at other places. This is Bela. This is the time. Jagran. Jagran means? What is Jagran? Jagran is to wake up. Enlightenment. Jagran is enlightenment. Total awakening. Awakening with Brahma Kumaris and awakening within Brahma Kumaris. We are the awakers, wakers of the world, so we cannot afford to sleep. Laziness is sleep. The more comfortably you sleep, less chances that you will get up early in the morning. The more comfortable the bed and your cushion and your pillow and your mattress, less likely that you will wake up early morning. The more enclosed your room, the less likely that you will get up. If the air is stagnated in the room, doors closed, windows closed, heater on, less likely that you will wake up. Throw open the windows and doors. Let the fresh air gush in. Let the body get accustomed to cold as well as to hot. Nothing will happen. Take bath. Start with warm and come out with cold. That will destroy your laziness. Laziness is the enemy of meditation. Sleep is the enemy of meditation. If you want to meditate, you must kill sleep. Without killing sleep, there is no meditation. There are two words. One is yoga nidra, another is nidra yoga. There is a great difference in two. One is the sleep of yoga. This is yoga nidra. Another is nidra yoga. You are connected with nidra. This is a yoga with nidra. So wake up from laziness. Wake up from sleep. Best is to sleep on the floor with no mattress. Let the surface be as hard as possible and your back will get accustomed to it. And you will not need any alarm or anything. All your back problems will go away. The spine will get aligned. So wake up from laziness. Wake up from excuses, bahanebazi. This happened because of this, that happened. This happened, that happened, this happened, that happened. Always giving ways to excuses, pretexts, lame excuses. Accept that you have not done it, now do it, finish. Rather than giving excuses. Spirituality is about going to higher frequencies. Spirituality is to move towards higher frequencies, give up the dead, and go towards higher. You must invent tricks and means and methods for your own ascension, for your own rise. Nobody is going to come. No Murli is going to teach. No God is going to teach. You have to find your own methods. He is there to help. He is there with his knowledge. He is there. He said, Himmat ki madad. He gives you the help of courage. But ultimately it's you who has to devise methods, means, methodologies, tricks, gimmicks to uplift yourself. A woman rents a villa and she comes in that. But the house owner has got a big dog and there is a reclining chair which is there in the balcony. So this old woman always loves to sit in that chair. But every time she comes, she finds that that dog is sitting in that chair. And the dog belongs to the house landlady or landlord. So she devises one trick. She goes to the window and says, cats, cats, cats. And the dog comes. and goes away and she sits. The dog is extremely clever. So when she is sitting on the chair, the dog goes to the window and starts shouting as if something event is happening. She goes to see what is happening. So dog goes and sits on the chair. The dog is extremely gyani. He knows the methods, the means, the tricks, which one to apply. So also, you must come out of your weaknesses. Don't give excuses. Accept the mistake, the blunder, the misgiving, the fault, the imperfection which is within us. I agree that my Amrit Vela is yet not powerful. I agree that it is yet not consistent. I agree that yet the mind wanders. And wandering mind is impurity. Last to last Sunday's Murli. Holy Swan. Specialities. The third speciality, the second speciality is mind. If mind is wandering, it is impurity. Mind should become focused. Except that it is still not stable. That is second. So, wake up. This is also sort of sleep excuses. Comforts and conveniences. This is also sort of sleep. The more comforts we want, the less is sadhana. Learn to be happy where you are, rather than craving and desiring for more. Wherever we are, whatever we have, we are happy. Whichever center, whichever job, whichever workplace, whatever are the paraphernalia, whatever are the equipments, gadgets available, be happy, contented with all this. In utter discomfort, find comfort. In latest Avyakta Murli, there were 26,000 people and so many were there in tents. And what Baba said to them? Those, they were not sitting, you were not sleeping on floor. You are sleeping where? In the sky of happiness. And Baba is happy for that. And he knows those who will sleep in tents would become saints. He said that somewhere. In discomfort, in inconveniences, in privation, in lacks, where there is things are lacking, some power gets awakened within us. When we don't have things, something, some unknown in us gets awakened. Some dormant power. So whatever is available, wherever you are, stay happy. Filled with that sense of gratitude and thankfulness to the ultimate. Thankfulness to everyone. Thankfulness is a positive energy. Gratitude is a positive energy. When you are filled with thankfulness, that vibration spreads in the universe. And you are in tune with the nature. The five elements. Everything. Everything is in sync with you. And when the soul is in sync with nature, spiritual symphony takes place. Spiritual orchestra. The divine melody comes out. Then, even if there is discomfort, you don't feel discomfort. Even if you don't have anything and yet you feel you have everything. That is the magic. That is the divine alchemy of spiritual gratitude. That's why be thankful for whatever you have got, rather than giving way to complaining, rather than becoming a complaint box. Our yoga, our Raj Yoga is not about becoming a complaint box. But we sit in yoga with that. We are sitting not as a soul, but as an employee of complaint company. We have a huge list of complaints. My colleagues are not good. My juniors are not good. My in-charge is not good. My workplace is not good. My timings are not good. So much pain in my knees, I cannot sit. My children are not listening to me. My mother-in-law, Baba, please take her away from this world. Give her mukti and new birth. So that she starts a new life. But our complaints are sugar-coated, divinely coated. So that we don't want to let it appear as complaint. Even if we oppose somebody, even if we criticize somebody, even if we malign somebody, we want that criticism appear divine. So we are extremely clever in that. But Baba doesn't like complaints. Baba likes those souls who say that we have everything, we don't want anything. So this complaining nature is asleep. Other is divinity, this digital world. This is also a sort of sleep, a digital sleep, electronic sleep. We are lost in the world of electronics. That is just like sleep. Digital economy. Digital fasting. Digital diet, digital diet plans, digital detox is needed. Stay away whenever possible, wherever possible. This is also a sort of sleep. Other is gossips. This is also a sleep. Don't sip gossip. So gossiping is a sort of sleep. Our habits have become sleep. So many habits of ours, they have become so addictive. All addictions, digital addictions, food addictions, food addiction, sleep. It's a slumber. It's a deep sleep. And whenever you try to get rid of any habit, there is a deep pain. But unless and until you undergo the labor pains of de-addiction, the baby of spirituality will not get delivered. Unless and until you undergo the labor pains of de-addiction, the baby of spirituality will not get delivered. You are carrying the baby from such a long time. It's not coming out. So de-addict yourself. Detox yourself. Wake up. Rise. Uttishta jagrata. Wake up. Don't stop till the goal is achieved. Om Shanti.